This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of Malachi 2, let's turn to things we should appropriate. We've looked at things we should appreciate and things to avoid. By appropriating, I mean, as Webster's Dictionary puts it, to take for one's own or exclusive use. Malachi challenges God's children to set their hearts to honor God's name. He also challenged the priests by referring to God's covenant with Levi, verses 5 through 7. My covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace, and I gave them to him. This called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many from sin. For the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge, and from his mouth men should seek instruction, because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty. As a teacher of God's Word myself, this description of God's expectations challenged me. It should challenge every Christian. Our relationship with God is a covenantal relationship. God's part is to give life and peace. These are to be appropriated by faith. Trust God for life and peace. We don't deserve these gifts from God, but when we receive them by faith, we should revere the one who gives them to us. Do you walk before God with reverence and awe? You should.